Hey, Papa Kalen, are you making up a story for us?
All right, a story with a unicorn and a reindeer. Once upon a time, on one side of the forest, there was a unicorn. It was all white, and obviously it had a superb, sparkling, and brilliant horn. She often walked in the woods. She was very careful not to be seen by walkers. Imagine that they come to say that they had seen a unicorn. The wood would never be quiet again with hundreds of visitors, photographers, television crews. No, she only showed herself to the wisest humans, namely the little children, and even more so the little girls who could dream of her. On the other side lived a reindeer, a bit gruff. Papa Kalen, what is this gruff? Gruff? It's someone who grumbles a little all the time, who doesn't really like to see others and prefers not to be bothered. So this reindeer was also walking in the same forest. But he wasn't hiding from visitors. He liked to scare them a bit. It must be said that with his enormous antlers on his head, he had something to scare his world, which made him laugh a lot. This forest was magnificent. There were tall, majestic trees and its enchanting undergrowth. When the sun passed through the trees, it gave superb rays of light that lit up everything. The forest was so big that the reindeer and the unicorn had never crossed before. But one day, something so strange happened that they were forced to meet and work together. But I'm going to tell you all about it. One morning, when it had only been daylight for a few hours, life was in full swing in the forest. The squirrels were looking for their hazelnuts and acorns. The foxes played bad tricks on the wolves. In short, everyone was going about their daily activities. Suddenly, the sky darkened, the light disappeared, as if sucked by something demonic. Everyone stopped working and froze, wondering what the hell was going on. They all held their breath, but the light continued to recede. Came complete darkness, in broad daylight. Animals began to panic, running in all directions, the little ones asking for help from the older ones. In its race, a squirrel fell from its branch and fell on our slightly gruff reindeer. The latter jumped and stirred to chase the intruder, but the squirrel clung to his ears. "Hey, great reindeer, do you know what's going on?" Our reindeer growled a little, but replied to him, "No, I have no idea, but that's not a reason to stay on my head. I think we should go to see the unicorn." "The unicorn? Who's that? And what for?"
"Don't you know the unicorn?"
"No, never heard of it. What does it look like?" "It's a bit like a horse with a horn on the muzzle, and in addition, they have magical powers."
"Ah, okay. Why should we go see her?"
"With her magical powers, she must know well what is happening and be able to restore the light." The reindeer growled a little more, but ended up saying to him, "Okay, do you know where she is?"
"Yes, no worries, I will guide you."
They left together, in complete darkness, in search of the unicorn with magical powers. They took a long walk. Fortunately, the inhabitants of the forest had recovered from their panic and were beginning to organize themselves. Fireflies lit up the paths. Foxes and wolves helped those who had lost their way. Squirrels provided food with their supply of hazelnuts. On her side, the unicorn had used one of its magical powers to illuminate around her, but it did not go very far. She was already in conversation with lots of animals to know what we could do. The reindeer, guided by our squirrel, arrived near this luminous clearing where the unicorn stood. They joined in the conversation. The reindeer had never seen so many animals.
"I remind you that our reindeer is a bit gruff."
"Yes, we know, Papa Kalen. Don't stop. Continue."
"Roo-la-la."
"Okay."
So the reindeer was listening to the conversation and the unicorn said, "I think I can restore the light with my power. But for that, I need help."
"What do you need, unicorn?" they asked her.
"I have to go to the top of the hill to be able to aim at the sun, but the path is filled with briars and shrubs. I would need someone strong to clear the path. I can't do it alone." All eyes turned to the reindeer, which was the most imposing animal of the whole group. Moreover, with his antlers, he would have quickly cleared everything out. The reindeer, starting to understand what was happening, frowned a little. He didn't really want everyone to look at him, but the squirrel jumped and shouted, "I'm sure the reindeer can do it." All the animals cheered. The reindeer had no choice. He accepted with a slight growl.
"All right, I'm going.
Show us the path, unicorn. All the animals left with the reindeer and the unicorn who guided him. He worked hard with his antlers to clear the road, and they finally arrived at the top of the hill. All the animals were going to witness the magical power of the unicorn. She concentrated very hard, then reared on her hind legs, and from the tip of her horn, a powerful ray of light emitted towards the sky. When she fell back on her four legs, we saw that the light was coming back. We heard shouts of joy throughout the forest. And there you have it, the story of the unicorn and the reindeer. See you soon! Thank you, Papa Kalen.